Edge of the Grave by Robbie Morrison, read by Angus King. It was as if Glasgow couldn't shut the wryness of its mouth even at the edge of the grave. William McIlvany, The Papers of Tony Veitch. Sparks rage through the darkness, then slowly fade. The smoke and ash are thick and cloying. I move through twisted metal and shattered bodies, the uniforms making them seem like one great ruptured mass. He stares up at me with a faith I find touching. I say words that bring no comfort, powerless against the screams and moans, the roaring flames and desperate prayers. He is fair and beautiful, his skin smooth, his body opened up below me, insides wet and glistening. Flakes of ash fall on him, fading into his blood. I run a hand through his hair, smoothing it back into place. "There, there," I say, and lean forward to kiss his brow, the flesh cold and damp. Our eyes meet, and his fear, his innocence, fill the emptiness within me. I cup his face in my hands and kiss him again, gently pushing my tongue past dry, cracked lips. At first, there's little more than cigarettes and whiskey and blood, but then slowly, I begin to taste his life, almost as if it's my own. A birth in a squalid little tenement room, a woman's cries, a mother and father old beyond their years, working and breeding, breeding and working, pieces of the human machine. A childhood of struggle and hardship, but little complaint, just acceptance. Brothers and sisters in the same crowded bed, pissing into a chanty near overflowing by morning. Football in the streets with a ball of crushed newspaper. A job lined up, same trade as the father. The child becoming the man, the pattern unbroken but for a patriotic call to arms, and the embrace of a far crueler machine. I pull back, the early morning air cool on my face. The faith and innocence in his eyes are gone. I take out my revolver and fire it into his beautiful face. I move on to the next one. He is older, not so trusting. He tries to crawl away, but his legs are ruined. Another explosion shakes the earth. All around us, shots ring out. "There, there," I say. Glasgow, 1932. Bandit country. That's what they call it. When civilization dims with the daylight and the gangs come out to play. From Castle Street, as you pass the Royal Infirmary and approach Glasgow Cathedral, the necropolis is visible on a low hill to the east. Gazing upon the tombs and monuments inspired by the Père Lachaise Cemetery in Paris, you'd be comforted, reassured. Surely any city that honours its dead so grandly must treat its living with equal respect. A common misconception, but you'll learn. Castle Street joins High Street, which in turn leads to the Gallowgate, where they used to hang people for stealing potatoes and other heinous crimes. Here you might pause to say a prayer for all the poor souls who danced in mid-air, nooses around their necks, to entertain the crowds in the days before the pictures. If you're of a religious persuasion, and in Glasgow it's hard not to be, a certain flexibility is an advisable survival instinct. Staying true to your faith might get you killed when those age-old questions known to every child in the city